How do we defend children's rights? Well, there's one very simple but hard answer to that. And it is that adults need to do hard things.
Katie Faust of Them Before Us, speaking at the 2020 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Too often, we expect children to do the hard things in marriage and family situations. What about when adults are facing a struggling marriage? If the adults decide, we just can't work this out, what they're really saying is, this cross is too heavy for me. Here, kids, you take it instead.
You can watch and listen to a recording of Katie Faust's presentation, Making the Case for Children's Rights, from this year's Making the Case Conference. For a tax-deductible donation of $250, you can download an audio and video recording. Learn more at issuesetc.org. For David DeLeiden, it has been a very busy 4 or 5 years. It started with the videos that he took. He did interviews. He traveled the country. He was undercover as a journalist. The only problem he had was the organization he was reporting on, Planned Parenthood. He uncovered the fact that they were marketing and trafficking in the body parts of aborted babies. Much of that activity illegal. But he's been the one in legal hot water for the last 4 years because Planned Parenthood is vindictive. Welcome back to Issues Etc. on this Monday afternoon, the 21st of September. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking about David DeLeiden's defamation suit against Planned Parenthood. Madeline Osborne joins us. She's staff editor at The Federalist, author of a recent column titled Planned Parenthood Whistleblower Sues Abortion Giant for Defamation. Madeline, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What is the basis for the Center for Medical Progress and David DeLeiden's defamation suit against Planned Parenthood?
Sure. So Planned Parenthood, as soon as David released his videos in 2015, obviously immediately went into a public relations crisis mode. And so they told several media outlets in their response to the videos that the videos were, quote, manufactured, quote, created, and quote, a false smear campaign. So that is what David is suing Planned Parenthood now. In the past, last year, he also had another defamation case against one of the Planned Parenthood doctors who gave a TED Talk making similar claims that the videos were dubbed and spliced and faked. So this time he's actually suing Planned Parenthood itself.
Give us a history of DeLeiden's work uncovering Planned Parenthood's activities.
Sure. So starting in 2015, David and his organization, the Center for Medical Progress, began releasing a series of videos which showed him going undercover to different medical conferences where Planned Parenthood doctors would go to discuss, obviously, abortion, but also tissue procurement and how they could profit from the sale of aborted fetus organs. And so he recorded these undercover conversations with doctors and Planned Parenthood executives and then began releasing them. So that's really where this all started, and now it's been over 5 years of legal battle since then.
How did Planned Parenthood initially respond to DeLeiden's videos?
So they immediately, like I said, went into crisis mode, just calling them fake. The main thing was not just Planned Parenthood's response, but the media's response, kind of going off of that we had a whole national media debate at the time, I think in 2015 and 2016, about what is a deceptively edited video. And it's just a funny conversation because all videos are edited. But David's response was to just release all the footage entirely. So actually on the Center for Medical Progress, his website, you can go and watch the undercover videos, and he has them labeled as, you know, here's a summary where I've clipped all the conversations together with the most, you know, damning parts of my interviews. But then here's also the full video, which you can watch entirely, of his entire unedited conversations that he recorded undercover.
Why did Planned Parenthood, when bringing legal action against DeLeiden and the Center for Medical Progress, why did they avoid the issue of the video's authenticity?
Sure. So, I mean, the basic answer is that because they knew they were in the wrong, they knew that their employees, their executives, and their medical doctors were on tape admitting to these things. So they really focused more on making their argument not about the videos themselves, but about whether it was legal or not for David to record those videos. So I've actually written a lot of stories in the past about these other federal civil lawsuits that Planned Parenthood has been pursuing against David. And even like judges have ruled in favor of Planned Parenthood during trial, saying like, you know, we're not going to talk about telling the defense, we're not going to go into abortion procedures right now. Like, this is just about whether, you know, it was illegal for him to record private conversations or not. So just completely keeping the content of the videos off the table, because when it comes down to like arguing whether that content, those conversations really happened or not, we have them on video. We know they happened. So Planned Parenthood really just wants to stay away from the content of those videos and interviews.
Why is the content relevant to the issue of even the legality of taping these conversations?
Yeah, that's a great question, because in order for Planned Parenthood attorneys to make the case that Dalyden and his team illegally recorded these private conversations, they would have to admit what those conversations were about. And so that was kind of Dalyden's whole defense, or his defense team's argument, was that, you know, there was crimes being committed and David was investigating these crimes. And so unless we can talk about the crimes that were being committed, then we can't talk about why he was recording these, whether you think he was doing them illegally or not.
What have we learned about Planned Parenthood from their own testimony against Dalyden in court?
We've seen several different testimonies from Planned Parenthood doctors and executives. It basically, in some words or another, admitting they've had to be drilled down, you know, was this you saying this? And they say, yes, this was a Planned Parenthood employee that is you're seeing on camera. So they have ultimately admitted that like they were the ones having these conversations about this illegal activity.
You actually asked David Dalyden if he would do anything different in retrospect. How did he respond to that?
Yeah, I talked to David about it, I think, last year, and just asked him, you know, after already years of these courtroom battles and fighting for your freedom and your life, you know, looking back, you know, would you have done anything differently? And I meant that more as like, would you have maybe recorded them differently or not done it, you know, or gone about his investigation a different way? And he didn't say he would do anything with the videos differently. He just said, I would have come out and sued Planned Parenthood first. I would have gone on the offensive first, because instead of people to really see what's going on with the horrific crimes and the horrific trafficking of baby body parts at Planned Parenthood, we've just heard the news of silly legal battles of Planned Parenthood suing David, Planned Parenthood getting Kamala Harris and the California AGs to make it seem like David was the one committing the crime. And so he's been on the defense this entire time, and he said he would have just come out and sued Planned Parenthood from the very beginning to put them on the defense.
Is this latest countersuit likely to end the matter?
I guess that's more of an opinion question, and I don't think so. We know that Planned Parenthood has every major media outlet behind them, but also lawyers behind them, and so they have the money, they have the power, they have the political machine behind them. Even when you look at who the judges are that are ruling on these cases, especially in California, you know, many of these judges have conflicts of interest with Planned Parenthood, just as the prosecutors do. So I don't see it ending anytime soon.
Madeline Osborne is staff editor at The Federalist. She's author of a recent column titled Planned Parenthood Whistleblower Sues Abortion Giant for Defamation. Read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Madeline, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay with us.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.